calling the August 25th meeting of the Stewart Fire District Prudential Committee to order. Members present are Marge Wallace, Lori Hadley, Fran Parks, Clerk Mr. Eager, and the Treasurer, Mr. Daly. First order of business is public comment. Is there any public comment? Is anyone recording?
Amy Cates, I'm recording. Public comments, August 25th, 2014. I wanted to address this committee about a hostile and unprofessional manner and attitude. I received a certified letter from Chairman Francis Parks on August 19th, and I believe it was full of mistruths and allegations, and I find it reprehensible. I wanted to address false statements. I had no recollection of asking you, Chairman Parks, why you contacted the Attorney General's office. I did ask. Am I on?
It sounds like it. You're using
red.
Your 3 minutes.
It's red. Is it, should it be blue? I had no recollection of asking you why you contacted the Attorney General. I just asked who you had spoken to. In your letter, you addressed your brief conversation with Laurie Hadley after the July 28, 2014 committee meeting. You must have had some concerns about your conversation with Mrs. Hadley in Freedom Hall after the meeting. That was not the conversation that I referred to in my email. I had indicated that a conversation occurred after the meeting adjourned that constituted a quorum and that lasted twice as long. It actually lasted 20 minutes. I was referring to your conversation with Marge Wallace in the Freedom Hall parking lot. In your letter, you referred to a process spelled out in the open meeting guidelines that I didn't even bother to observe. You went on to say that I blithely mailed off my complaint to the Attorney General's office based on uninformed and inaccurate assumptions. Chairman Parks, you should know that I know the procedure for filing open meeting complaints since I've filed multiple complaints against this committee in the past year. Your committee and the fire commissioners have violated open meeting laws, and the only penalty that they've had on multiple occasions was re-education. I find it hard to believe that a group of supposedly intelligent and respected professionals find it so difficult to adhere to the laws of the Commonwealth of Mass. How many times has the AG's office had to ask this committee to be re-educated, and it appears that you may still not get it right. The email that you referred to in your letter as an open meeting law complaint was not a complaint. I didn't file an open meeting complaint, but I only sent an email as a means to document inappropriate behavior regarding open meeting laws after I was recently notified by Assistant Attorney General Rush that it was her belief that your committee finally had a knowledge of open meeting laws after your most recent training. No sooner did Attorney General Rush and I have that conversation that I observed behaviors that could be construed.
You have 1 minute.
Thank you, Chairman. Behaviors that could be construed as potential violations of the open meeting law. I ask that your committee, I ask of your committee that you take seriously the statement in your letter. Open meeting laws are just that. They should not be taken lightly by anyone. Violation of these laws has serious ramifications for public bodies and elected officials. I ask that you take those seriously and that going forward that you adhere to those regulations. Thank you for this opportunity.
Any response to public comment?
Yes, I will respond. Marge Wallace. Amy, three people in a room is not a violation of the open meeting law if we're all on a committee. We are neither taking any action nor discussing any action that might come before a public body. That is the Attorney General's definition. We have spoken to them numerous times because you repeatedly complain about our having a quorum. It is just because there's three of us in a room, if three of us went to Stop and Shop, that wouldn't be considered a quorum.
I have one thing to say, if I may get close. Laurie Hadley. Ms. Cates, there were occasions when we were leaving meetings, you and I, when we had discussions. We spoke to each other. We were in violation according to your rules.
No, you're done. No, you may not respond. Public comment is closed. Barnstable Land Trust. Jackie's not going to be able to be here because she had another meeting in Hyannis. But when the conservation restriction was sent for the state sign-offs, the Department of Environmental Protection wouldn't sign off on the water department section because basically there's not enough land there to put up a water tower, and they would only sign up on it if they were putting up a water tower. So it's going to be this restriction is going to have to go into the hands of the Prudential Committee as opposed to the water commissioners for the documentation. So Jackie has contacted Mr. Boudreau to have him look and see if we need to completely do the warrant article over, or if it can just be another process to transfer it from the water commissioners to the Prudential Committee. Any questions?
I don't think so.
Okay.
It's clear.
All right. Freedom Hall. We have the bids back for the HVAC. Let me give you the... as you can see, G&H is the low bidder at $99,500, which that bid includes $11,900 for electrical work, and the contractor that he would is planning on using is the company that rewired the hall. So, engineers that we've been working with have worked with this company and are very pleased that they're the low bidder. They're easy to work with, and they expect them to do an excellent job. So, any questions? So, I need a motion to accept the bid of
G&H.
Where are they located, Fran?
Freetown, I believe. Freetown, Massachusetts.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Move that we accept the bid of G&H Heating and Cooling in the amount of $99,500.
I'll second it.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Great.
Freedom Hall. The water, I can't remember if I said this before, but the water in the basement is finally solved with the long extension of the downspout over there. The building was inspected for asbestos. And there is no asbestos, and the only asbestos was a very thin cardboard wrap that had asbestos on it that was 30 inches long. It was on some of the exhaust pipe for the furnace, which Dr. Vaughn, who's the asbestos inspector, came and said that you didn't need a specialist to remove that. So I was here Saturday and watered it down and removed it and disposed of it as I was instructed. And as you know, we've been having problems with the doors being left open, notably the side door on the north side of the building and the the doors in the basement. So I've asked David Kerr to give us a price for putting automatic closers on these two side doors. So hopefully they won't be left open anymore. And also because the basement is an exit and one of the locks is completely rusted and you can't open the door from the inside, those actually should have panic bars on it. So he's going to be getting us a price for that also. I've also asked him to fix the window that's now stuck open more than it was stuck open. Okay. Any questions? So the special district meeting. So the last fourth Monday is the 22nd of September, I believe.
Okay.
Is that right? No?
I don't know.
Or the last Monday. Will be the last. So, yeah. So. It'd be the fourth. So.
Yeah, September 22nd is the
fourth. Okay. So that's.
The day comes on the first.
I think that's a date that we should shoot for the special district meeting for the High Street property.
22nd?
22nd?
Yeah, which is a Monday, right?
It is a Monday.
Yeah, it is. Right.
Okay. And so.
That has to be advertised 2 weeks in advance, doesn't it, a special meeting?
Yes. Yeah. So the High Street, possible purchase of the High Street property will be one. And I'm not, how soon do you need to know if we need to put the...
It takes about 5 days to get it into the paper. And it's going to be for 14 days.
Right.
So you're looking at...
Like the second, right after Labor Day, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, all right. So, and so who's going to help it? Does Mr. Boudreaux help us write that warrant article for the building?
He probably should, where it's a land purchase.
Okay.
I haven't done. Okay. Okay. We've not reached a, we haven't had a vote on how we want to finance it. Be done anyway.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you know who our bond counsel is and can arrange that. Okay.
All right.
Great.
All right.
Because I had no clue.
But that would be true for restating the action taken under Article 18.
Right.
Yeah, that's going to have to be revoted.
Revoted.
Yeah.
Your time frame's close.
I know
so
that.
To get the bond counsel.
So. Would the 29th be better?
Yeah, that any extension would be better from our side because that is we talked earlier about the type of
yeah. Well, that would give it, our regular meeting is would be the 22nd. That would give us a final meeting before the district meeting.
Okay.
Discuss anything we need to discuss.
Yeah, that, it, from my perspective, it would be better. I know from Mike's. Too.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, well, I make a motion that we call a special district meeting for September 29th at 7 p.m. to vote on the land purchase and the Barnstable Land Trust article that was voted at the regular district meeting. Yeah. Be nice if the fire department could get, Okay, the tour, yeah, right. September 8th. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So moved.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Yes. And you say 5 days? So Tuesday the 2nd?
Keep cut times, I know is 5 days. Patriot, I think as long as I get it in by Monday, I think they'll take it.
So, whichever, what paper do you want
to use? Cape Cod Times.
Okay. So then we need to have it in the first hand by 5 days prior to the publication meeting. We should publish it on Saturday and they get ready.
Yep.
It'd be more expensive for the Sunday.
Yeah, I believe so. Yes.
So, if you publish on Saturday, 2 weeks before,
which would be
Saturday, the
13th. Okay, published by then. This is the week after Labor Day.
Okay.
And you know Wednesday's out and Friday, so.
No, actually not. I'm off.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
So. That'll give you more time.
Yeah. Okay. It would have to be posted by Friday. In order to have the 48 hours with all.
You're going to need before.
Yes.
To close the
warrant.
You're voting today to open the warrant.
Okay, right.
Today is the 25th.
Okay. I don't know that the bylaw addresses a deadline for special meetings. Yeah. Yeah.
One is 10 days, of course, with the state or district closing hour.
Okay.
So today would be the 25th.
25th.
No, I know.
Is that the September 4th date?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And then you close, you can collect the warrant that night, you give the contract times Friday, yeah, Friday, and then you can publish it Saturday or Monday. Go for the Saturday publication, and it gives you 60 days prior to the meeting, your notes. So those 10 days is okay.
I move that we call a special meeting of the Prudential Committee for September 4th for the purpose of closing the warrant.
5 o'clock?
5 o'clock.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 We should let Rick and Rick and Ron know in case they have anything to improve.
Noticing the meeting itself, it's just we just have to note the warrant. We don't have to note in the public domain. We'll do a press release that announces that the meeting has been called and the warrant will close on September 4th.
Yeah, they do. About stuff like that. I can't get them to print anything about the library, but they're pretty good about it.
I think you're on staff.
I was just wondering, does the Civic Association meet between now and then? Not for us to make a presentation. Well, maybe.
Well, they meet the third Tuesday. So.
The 3rd of September is Teresa Egan's closing date for her next Couture Chronicles.
Right.
And we can make sure it's in there.
It's a good idea.
It's for anything after the 13th of September okay. that she's asking for. So.
Okay.
Because we did tell them the 22nd.
That's right. All right. So now we have to get signs out for people to be aware of this meeting. And so I went online and ordered that banner.
It's a banner?
It's a banner.
Okay. Where are we going to put it?
I thought we could put it at the water department.
Okay.
28. Or anywhere else you can think of. I don't know if they let us put it in the park.
Well, we can ask.
But we have we only have two signs to announce the meetings, and right. neither of them are usable for this. So we need to have more signs around the village so people know, because, you know,
Did you say we do or we don't have any signs?
We don't have any signs.
We have a couple of signs that you can put things, slide things into.
Right.
But if they say, one says district meeting here today and or here tomorrow. Right.
So they'd have to have entire new plaques made.
Well, it would work for the here to, no?
No.
Well, just in front of Freedom Hall?
No. I just checked okay. them, you know, because it says annual meeting.
Oh, okay.
So neither of them are usable. So, what's your pleasure about doing something for signs? We can get some, some small signs printed up, like you know, they use for elections, which, you know, are just for a one-time use, which doesn't seem very prudent to me. I like the Civic Association signs, but I don't know how much it costs when they have for the original sign, or how much it costs for the inserts that they change depending upon.
I don't know where they got theirs, but I know the signs that we have downstairs we got from Sina in Hyannis. McDonough.
What, the ones?
The ones that you can slide things in and out of.
Yeah.
Real estate agents use them too.
Yeah.
Right. But I don't, I have no recollection of what they cost.
No, the Friends bought new signs this year for the Plant Baker Treasure Sale. And we got them from Lucid, and they were $60 a piece. We probably want to do something. Right. A lot less.
Yeah.
You mean those printed signs?
Yeah.
Were $60 a piece?
Yep.
Wow.
You should have come with David and me. So, there's that. So, I don't know. I saw this online. I don't know if this is would be sufficient, but it's called, it's a message board, mm-hmm. two-sided message board. Mm-hmm. And at this particular company, they're $177 a piece. I mean, they're not, you know, these sign boards are not cheap.
That's too much. No.
You know, could,
we could get a large poster printed up and put in this,
Well, yeah.
That wouldn't be too expensive.
No, but I think, you know, one of the complaints people have is that they don't know when the meetings are going to occur, and, you know, and that, you know, we don't have enough signs out for meetings to let them to know that it's going to happen. So.
And they can't be too small because you can't read them.
That's right, you know. So, Marge, can you get in touch with Rich Bowden and see if he can find out where the where they get those signs?
Sure. And we can discuss it again next on the 4th.
Okay. Did everybody get the treasurer's report and read it?
Yes.
Are there any questions? Ms. Sadler, do you have any questions?
No, I looked them over and I'm all set.
Okay. The assistant treasurer's salary. We've asked to, she's been here for a year, and we've asked to review and see if we'd be interested in giving her a raise.
Well, we gave the janitor a raise. I think we should give her one, too.
I agree. Any suggestions for the amount?
Since she works up most closely with Mike, I think we ought to ask him for some kind of a recommendation.
I would defer to whatever the going rate's been for the bargaining units and the janitor. I'm not aware of what the janitor's adjustment was, but there's no recommendation other than be fair and consistent with all your employees.
Yep.
Well, the fire department's negotiating theirs, so we don't really know what that's going to turn out to be. And I think the water department at district meeting, wasn't it 3% or 3.5% or something? 3?
I think 3% is a good figure.
Well, then I make a motion that we approve a 3% salary raise for the assistant treasurer.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. And did you also get this letter from the retirement board?
I've gotten several of them.
Okay.
I'm automatically. The district treasurer is automatically on that advisory board. So I carry 2 votes into that meeting and we'll be there. And they're trying to give a cost of living adjustment to retirees. So
right.
Not only did you get one from the retirement board itself, but the treasurer of Howard, I believe, is the